So this evening we'll offer the puja, the evening chanting, through page 18 and 20, just that beginning section, and then the vipassana bhumi. And tonight I'd like to conclude the session, when we come to our conclusion, with the refuge mantra, which you'll see on the bottom of your handout sheets. And I'll talk about that when we get there. Yoso bhagavang arahang dhamma sambuddho svakato yena bhagavata dhammo suppatipanno ayasa bhagavato savaka ngho dhammayam bhagavantam sadhammang sasang ime hi sangare hi yatarahang pite hi abhibhujayama Satunno bhande bhagava sujira parini putope bhajima janatanu gamba manasa ime sakare dukatapanna rabote patinganhatu Amhangam ding haranang nidaya sungaya Warahang dhamma sambodho bhagava Bhundam bhagavantang bivadevi. Svakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Suppatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sangham namami. Andamayam buddha sa bhagavato bhobhaka namakkarang roma se namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Panjangandarobangando vedanagando
sankhara gando vinyana gando dvadana yatana nichagvayatana payatana sodayatana dhyatana ghanayatana ganhayatana jivayatana rasayatana potabhayatana manayatana dhammayatana matarasatatuya kundata ropatata chakavinyanatata sota nisandadata sota vinyanatata nadata gandadata gana vinyanatata dhata rasadata jivha vinyanatata ba dhubodabhadata kaya vinyanatata manotata dhammadana mano nyanatata ba visatindriyani kundriyam dindriyam ganendriyam jivendriyam gayendriyam manendriyam dindriyam porasendriyam vitendriyam sukendriyam tokendriyam soamana Indriyam Dvamanasindriyam Upegindriyam Dindriyam Viriyindriyam Satindriyam Samadriyam Indriyam Mananyatanyasa Dindriyam Manyindriyam Manyata Vindriyam Cha Yariyasachyani Dunga Mariyasachyam Dunga Samudayo Variya Dunga Nirodho Variyasachyam Namini Padibadam Arya Satcham Avecha Bajaya Sangara Ngara Pachaya Vinyana Vinyana Chaya Namarupang Namarupabhachaya Salayatanam Yadana pachaya paso basa pachaya venana dana pachaya danha danha chayang upadanang upadana pachaya bhavo bhava Jaya jani jani bhajaya jaram maranam Gabarinde vandu gadomana subhaya sanya Bhavani eva me Sanghe vala sadu gaganda sasamu Hodiya vijayanda vivananda viranga nirodha sangara nirodho ghara nirodha jnana nirodho vinyana nirodha namar Panirodho namarom panirodha zalayandana nirodha bhavanirodho bhasanirodho vedana nirodho vedana nirodha dhanha nirodho Dana niro nang omana naniro no vampa naniro na bhava niro no bhava niro na liniro no ya liniro na jaram maranam gavarine vandu ganomana dubhaya zaniro Eva medasa vala sadunga ganda sanirodo hoti.
So we'll a couple of break time up into two 45-minute sessions, which of course you can keep unbroken, but I'll just sound a bell at after 45, gives you a timer. And but any time, say if you want to move around or something, but any time in this period, if you sit for a while and you feel standing up would help, then do that. Yeah. But I'd like to encourage, just as we forming for this first few days, short finding our place individually, you know, what to do and where to be, and then how we are in ourselves, you know, finding some ground where we can, you know, get a centering sense and establish our themes and review what's present for us individually. So this must be, of course, be an occupation that happens more or less instinctively. And just remembering to find, just to find grounding. So before you try to deal with too many issues, or where is your centre line? And the grounding on a physical level is just the sense of the body planted, the spine upright, extending down into the ground. Anything of that nature, that sense of the ground actually happily supporting you, sitting so as if you're not perched, but really almost being carried by the earth, which of course we are. So we're not flung off into space, which by rights we should be, considering the earth is spinning round. But for some obscure reason, it's holding on to us. Sure. Various elements we could quite well happily wish to be spun off, but here we all are. So just get that sense of the ground that the earth is holding and welcomed and settling. The theme of this is it's not really something you have to do, but you do have to set up an attitude and a focus for that. And the quality of it doesn't, nothing about your personhood matters at all. The earth does not have any issues or scrutinize that. It's just that physical presence is completely welcomed and even helpful. Because we are the living bit, the bit that can respond and communicate. So when we feel grounded, there can be that sense of first reference to feel safe in the space. So we might imagine the space around our bodies. Or feel it. Feel the edge of your skin. Your sense of having a boundary. And is it something very, very relaxed? So it becomes almost porous, very soft. Like a certain, almost a not hard-edged boundary, but where the possibility is you feel yourself breathing, you could swell into the space and feel also that the space welcomes your presence. This may sound kind of strange, but just this not holding back. Or holding yourself in. So once we establish a center, then widening to the periphery of our felt experience, being here. From the abdominal region, and then the chest, the throat, and the face, it can all be completely open. No need for screening or sheltering, so the space is welcoming. If you focus fairly clearly, your left side, your right side, upper body, lower body, are they all the same? It's warming to the internal current of life, vitality, breathing, prana, within this form. Warming to that and letting whatever can be discerned in that, as if that has a radiance permeating form and even extending beyond the boundaries of the skin. Warming. our warmth is the element that can bring life, beauty, responsiveness into this space. The space itself is just an open availability, and then we can suffuse into that Just bear in mind or let yourself acknowledge presence of other people. So, let's say, does it seem that you're just here with this voice? Is that the only other, or is there some sense of, I thought my eyes are closed, but I still, does it seem like there are other people present? Without having to sketch in pictures or names. Maybe there are. Maybe it seems that way. Just letting out that your warmth, your presence extend meeting as our voices do, meeting and contributing. Into the field, the shared field of our practice session, of our Dhamma occasion. Just keeping the energy quite simple to experiencing your own presence, letting that extend in a warm way, in an easy way, as far as it will go, and not really trying to make anything else happen or to focus on any person in particular, or you know, change anything or improve anything, just shared presence coming into a collective. Very primary level, just like the fact they're all breathing, sharing air. It's as simple as that. It's nothing more personal or convivial than that. Just we are living together at this time, but not asking anything more than that, or making anything more of it than that. In a sense, just to keep the quality of your own groundedness, your own safety, present in that experience, without feeling you should reach out more, direct yourself in any way. Just it's an acknowledgement of where we are. Of course, if it so happens that people do come into your awareness, your faces or names or images that appear in your meditation of people immediately around you, or even, you know, from where you came before, that's fine. Better to, you know, not deliberately extend it any more than just what occurs, but and then also to maintain primarily your own easy presence, safe, comfortable, grounded presence. So check any sense that you feel you should help them, or resolve anything, or, you know, these good intentions. So there'll be time for that. And there's always time for good intentions. This is the time to just take it very slowly, so you're not losing presence in good intentions. Accepting the presence of others is the first thing, and whatever occurs with that little contact impression. Of course, if you do feel the inclination to help or support or, you know, say I'm sorry or anything of that nature, that's fine. If that happens, just allow that to arise, move through. But that's yours, and and to just contain it, not crush it, but feel those inclinations, if that's what occurs for you. Or appreciation, something you'd like to say thank you. I'm happy to see you. Feel the inclinations, the movement of warmth, and steady, staying steady with that. Enjoying the fact that one's citta does this kind of thing quite naturally. And you come moving towards the closure, just sensing more fully your central axis, the center of your body, the center of your mind, center of your presence. Any of these words make sense to you? It's what it's like when everybody else leaves, or things are not here. Just inclining gradually to that direction. Not exactly shutting out, but the others are fading out. So as if you're excluding them, they're just fading away. And you're gathering inwardly. Awareness now, hearing the sound, what seems appropriate. Slightly feeling your way. So, mantra recitation. As you know, we have physical images of Buddhas, quite common, and tankas and so on, visual images. This is a sound image, so think of it like that. Beauty of a sound image is it's just momentary, it's flowing. Sound rises, moves, passes. So unlike a visual image, it's very fluid, and you have to continually, you know, your voice keeps painting it. So you're very much involved with that generation of that sound image, and you're sharing it and you're building it together. So it's a kind of that puja. And so the meaning is very simple. It's the meaning we've already expressed, going for refuge to realize Nibbana, going for refuge. So we've already expressed that meaning. So we're just centering on that very term, that meaning, however that resonates for yourself. Or of course, anything else that comes up with Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, and the sense of dedication that the mantra expresses. So the way this do this, it's repeated. So you have this series, and it starts with, starts with the English. Turn it around. And so that's done once, and then we do the Pali 9 times. So those 3 lines, that little block of 3, we do 9 times. So pick this up, or if you pick it up, or you just want to listen, that's okay. We may listen until you feel something, you know, warming up that you'd like to open your throat to, and bring out your own sound into that, to that picture, into that soundscape. But it begins, so I will chant the words, or it's a slight modulation of tone. So I start with, to the Buddha I go for refuge. Then everyone comes in on living my life to realize Nibbana. And then I come in to the Dhamma I go for refuge. Then everybody living my life to realize Nibbana. And then I go to the Sangha I go for refuge. Living my life to realize Nibbana. So it's not just the statement, is it? It's an evocation. So then, having done that, then we begin. I'll begin with Buddhang, and then you can all follow along. And we do that in unison. That sequence. So see how it goes. To the Buddha I go for refuge, living my life to realize Nibbana. For
for refuge, living my life to realize Nibbana. Buddham me ti vittam yava Nibbanam saranam gacchami dhammam me. Ivetang yava nibbanam saranam gacchami sangham me. Ivetang yava nibbanam saranam gacchami buddham me. Ivetang yava nibbanam saranam Chāme dhammāṁ me jīvetāṁ yāvā nībhānāṁ rānāṁ gācchāme sāṅgāṁ me jīvetāṁ yāvā nībhānāṁ sārāṁ gācchāme bhūnhāṁ me jīvetāṁ yāvā Panam saranam gacchami dhammam me. Ivetang yava nibbanam saranam gacchami sangham me. Ivetang yava panam saranam gacchami bhunham me. Ivetang yava nibbanam saranam gacchami dhammam me. Ivetang yava nibbanam saranam gacchami sangham me. Ivetang yava nibbanam saranam gacchami bhunhaṁ me. Ivetang yava nibbanam saranam gacchami dhammaṁ me. Ivetang yava Panam saranam gacchami sangham me. Ivetang yava nibbanam saranam gacchami bhunhaṁ me. Ivetang yava nibbanam saranam gacchami dhammaṁ me. Ivetang yava nibbanam saranam gacchami sangham me. Ivetang yava nibbanam saranam gacchami bhunhaṁ me. Yava nibbanam saranam gacchami dhammaṁ me. Ivetang yava nibbanam saranam gacchami sangham me. Ivetang yava nibbanam Nam gacchami bhunhaṁ me. Ivetang yava nibbanam saranam gacchami dhammaṁ me. Ivetang yava nibbanam saranam Sangham me. Ivetang yava nibbanam saranam gacchami bhunhaṁ me. Yava nibbanam saranam gacchami dhammaṁ me. Ivetang yava nibbanam Dhanam gacchami sangham me jivitam vanibhanam saranam gacchami.
Follow the sound. Closing homage.